I do use, like everyone else in my field, I do use the phrase gifted children or gifted adolescent. But when I think technically about it, about giftedness, I think the other way around, child who is gifted, to really remind myself that first and foremost, that individual is a child or an adolescent or an adult, and therefore shares many, many things that all individuals share. They just happen to be gifted. Now, this is in line with, well, this is in line with a lot of the work in special education. There was a movement where you put the person first.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, my use of it is along that line, but it's more in terms of trying to communicate the my ideas about giftedness to people like parents and teachers. And one of the things that I try to get across, having done a lot of work with parents, is that if the parent puts gifted first in terms of that's their focus, they in fact may unwittingly create problems. Because if you look at it from the point of view of child who is gifted, it reminds you that you have to raise, there are certain things that have to be done when raising a child. So in other words, it speaks to what, say, we psychologists would call the socialization process, mm-hmm. which means everything we do to produce children that are in their adulthood are independently functioning members of society. So everything from toilet training to please pass the butter, all the food etiquette, the personal hygiene, and those, regardless of giftedness or non-giftedness, those things have to be in place. In other words, that requires a certain amount of conformity in the child.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we put giftedness first, we may wonder, well, maybe we should enrich the child. You know, this person has so much potential. I feel pressure as a parent. You know, what do I do now to foster this giftedness? And then we lose sight of the basics. Because if children are not properly socialized, then they're not, in the context of giftedness, we will have undisciplined giftedness. And so that's really, in a nutshell, why I began putting child who is gifted to remind parents and teachers and myself that first and foremost they are children.
Yet it has to be challenging for you to work with parents and teachers who are singling out this child because of that level of giftedness. You know, I mean, a parent who all of a sudden has been told that their child is gifted is dealing with, in their perception, a different child than they were the day before. And your
yes.
suggestion is it's still that same
yeah.
child.
Yes.
So what do you tell them?
Well, actually, I do get calls saying, Dr. Mendaglio, my child was diagnosed or assessed, whatever words they use. It's not a diagnosis, but they may use that as gifted.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now? And I say, well, what did you do yesterday? You know, there's nothing different about him today because he's got that label. But I think that's probably, in retrospect, that may be why I went to child who is gifted, because he is still your child. You are still the parent. And the other part of this child who is gifted is that parents often have emotional reactions to the word gifted.
Mm-hmm.
It may be positive or negative. They may not like it to have the child singled out, or they may be intimidated by it.
Mm-hmm.
They may feel like, oh my God,
what do we do now?
And I'm supposed to know all, answer all of his questions,
sure.
and take him to the museum and this and that.
Well, but
you know?
Do want to nurture the giftedness if
yes,
you can.
Yes, you do, but not before you focus on the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So my approach, and sometimes parents get a little surprised, say, okay, that's fine, he's gifted, but what is he like in terms of day-to-day compliance when you ask him to go to bed or come for dinner? Because if that's not in place early on, you know, like preschool, ideally, that's going to haunt the parent-child relationship right through, and you see it in later adolescence. when the child is 15 or 16 or 17, that is not the time to begin to get the point across that when I ask you to do something, you need to do it, because it's like 15 years of bad patterns.
So it sounds like your message is don't let the giftedness get in the way.
That's a very good way of putting it. So the socialization first, mm-hmm. then the giftedness. Yes, absolutely. You must address the giftedness, whether a teacher or a parent, but you can't lose sight of the fact that when you ask a child to take out his book or her book or to page 52, that you expect that child to do that.
So and child first, gifted next.
That would be a good way of putting it.